One final thing I want to ask you about is I've always been fascinated by the emerging research looking at the biome, the microbiome. And there have been some reports coming out, maybe linking some of that to checkpoint inhibitors, also the issue of antibiotics and checkpoint inhibitors.
So there are a couple of groups that have looked at use of antibiotics in the period immediately before getting checkpoint inhibitors and in the 2 or 3 months after receiving checkpoint inhibitors. And they've reported primarily in unvalidated cohorts, although modest size cohorts, that patients who receive the antibiotics will have a worse outcome, presumably because you're modulating the microbiome in those patients. I think we have to wait to see bigger sets of data before we believe that that's true. I obviously try and avoid antibiotics if I have to in those patients based on that data, but if somebody needs antibiotics, they need antibiotics. The data from Jen Wargo and Tom Gajewski and a few others, Lorraine Zitkovel, I think also, suggests that there are certain bacterial species that are associated with better response or with worse response to the immune checkpoint inhibitors. The question is, again, will those validate in larger cohorts and in second cohorts? I suspect there is a role. I just don't know how big of a role. And it seems hard for me to believe that your gut bacteria will be the ultimate determinant of whether you respond to an immune checkpoint inhibitor or not. Maybe there are people who can't prime because they don't have the right microbiome. Maybe that's a reason why they don't have T cells in the microenvironment. But the more direct biomarker might be to look at the microenvironment. The other question is, can you modulate their microbiome and make them sensitive to immune checkpoints? And those trials are ongoing now.
Just flashing a conversation I had with Jeff Weber. I guess he's interested in, he collects stool specimens on these patients. I'm interested to see how that goes.
I've tried to get our people to collect and store stool specimens. They haven't been too enthusiastic about it.